We got to talk about damn Carol Baskins. Got to talk about, dude, I'm not happy about The Boys on Amazon.
Oh, yeah? I haven't started watching it yet.
I didn't realize they're only releasing a couple episodes a week or whatever.
Yeah.
I got past episode 3 last night, and I was like, yeah, I'm going to call in tomorrow. I'm just going to watch the whole thing.
Oh, so it's not the season that's disappointing.
No.
Oh, okay, good.
It's just like last season. It's pretty entertaining.
I was listening to the morning show today, and they were saying that it was slow.
Yeah.
It was a slow start.
Not really. You know, it's developing. You know, they got a couple new characters and stuff. You know, it's tight. But, you know, got past episode 3, and they're like, yeah, more episodes coming up next week. I'm like, what? No, though. No.
Yeah, I'm just going to wait till it's all out. I can't do it now. Like, it's even tough with, like, HBO shows and stuff.
Right.
I don't really want to bother. Unless...
I'm getting behind. I think I saw the last episode of Lovecraft Country. I've seen 3 episodes, so.
I haven't seen any.
It's weird. It is weird.
Dude, I'm telling you, I don't know what it is, but now that I have more time where I'm kind of working from home,
yeah,
I have less time somehow. I don't watch anything.
Yeah, these series are going to fall off for me as soon as football's in full swing. We got USF. They moved their Saturday game to a night game now against the Citadel.
Oh, nice.
So I'll be looking forward to that this week, see what Coach Jeff Scott's got in store for us with this revamped team. And then Sunday, you know, Sunday, baby.
Big day Sunday.
I can't stop smiling.
Big sports day.
I'm so excited, baby. I am. I'm just like, you know, I can't take it. And Kansas City's whooping that ass. God, man, two dumb Texans. All right, let's take a couple phone calls, and we got to get into this Carol Baskins. Johnny B. Show, how can I help you?
Johnny B., it's Chad. What's up, buddy?
Oh, hey, Chad, the tow truck driver. What's up, bro?
That's right. How's y'all night going?
Oh, man, you know, same old, buddy, just swinging and dinging and things.
And wrapping it up, right?
Yeah. Yep. What's going on?
Hey, is it cool if I just quickly do a shout-out to all the essential workers and everything? Because, you know, I mean, I'm one of them myself, but, you know,
yeah,
all my crew out here and, you know, everyone else and fire and rescue and police and all that, you know?
Damn
appreciate
right.
Everybody.
Yeah. Hey, don't forget about, you know, essential workers on the media, too, bringing the news to you every single night. You know what I mean?
Well, you know, I was going to say, I couldn't leave you guys out either. You know, you're also a good part of that.
Yeah, I mean, really, what we do is nothing, honestly. Like, you guys are out doing, like, manual labor. I'm making fart noise and saying ding-dong way too much. It's really...
Well, you know, that helps. That definitely helps.
Wouldn't it be nice if they said that, like, on national TV? You know what I mean? If they came out and said that, like, you know, we really got to give it to our essential media members, even the ones that say horrific things at night. Like, we need that. You know, we need that relief, you know, from everyday pressure. You know, so when you turn on your nighttime radio in whatever market you're in and some fat idiots are just saying horrendous stuff and just really just not a good example of what you should be doing. Thank you. Thank you, fat idiots. Thank you.
Right, right. Well, right. I appreciate it if no one else does. And one more thing.
Yeah.
No, Tampa Bay number one, brother. Tampa Bay number one.
Home Super Bowl, baby. We're getting it. We're going to play the Kansas City Chiefs in the Super Bowl. Let's go.
Whoa. Oh, wait. I mean the Lightning as well.
Oh, yeah, they're good. Yeah. Yeah, we're going to win the Stanley Cup. Yeah.
Woo! All right, buddy. Y'all have a good night.
All right, later, bud. But we're going to win it in Toronto or Edmonton, baby.
Where are they? Toronto, right?
Well, they have two hub cities. We started off in Toronto, and this series is in Edmonton, but I'm not sure where the finals will be.
Not real sure.
All right.
Yeah. Did you see the schedule for the Bucks uniforms came out? They're wearing the white on whites 9 games.
Is that when they're playing at home in Tampa?
Well, some of them are, but no, this weekend we're playing in New Orleans and we're white on white.
I actually like those. I'm not a big fan of the white on whites.
They look good.
But they do. But they might be my favorite color.
We're wearing the red jerseys 4 games with the pewter pants, old school look, and then we're wearing the alternate jerseys 3 games. So, okay. Yeah. I'd rather wear the red and pewter more than the white on whites, but you know.
I think the red jerseys, pewter pants is my favorite.
There are only 4 games. Classic. Only 4 games, man.
Weird.
I know. I don't know how I feel about it, bro. I don't know. Johnny B. Show, how can I help you?
I'll tell you right here.
Oh, my God.
Oh, dear God.
God, it's DMX, everybody. What's up?
What's this saying? DMS right here, right here. They down me on that title representing Perry, Georgia right here.
Yeah. Yeah, Perry, Georgia, represent.
Are you still in Perry, Georgia, DMX?
Yeah.
Right here, right here. Perry,
right
Georgia.
There.
Did you go
here,
get
right
Cheryl?
Here. I got my phone right here. Been waiting for me to get over here right here.
Right on, right there, right there. Perry, Georgia, gateway to Clinchfield, baby.
What you say right here? Perry,
they don't know
Georgia,
nothing
right
about
here.
They don't know nothing about no Kathleen, baby. Man, they don't
right
know
here.
Nothing about. They don't know about State Road 341, baby, baby.
State Road 3. What you saying?
They don't know. They don't know about Mayor Randall Walker, baby.
No, he listening to you right now. Hold on, he's talking about you calling out his hood.
That's right.
What?
Perry, Georgia, represent. Yeah. Yeah. They don't know. I think he's dead.
All right, freak off, DMX.
Right,
bye.
Good talk. All righty. Good Lord have mercy. So Carol Baskin, she killed her husband. Everybody knows Carol Baskin from the Big Cat Rescue right here in Tampa.
Yeah.
Everybody has seen the Tiger King. I mean, it's old news now. That was the thing that really got us through the first part of the lockdown when we were all at stay-at-home orders.
That's the last thing I really watched was that. Yeah.
Really? Okay, yeah, because, I mean, that came out in, probably the beginning of April, right when we were on lockdown.
Mm-hmm.
And it really carried people through, gave us something to feel good about. Somehow this guy became a hero, even though anybody with half a brain knows he's a scumbag, right?
Yeah.
But also Carol Baskin, everybody – pretty positive she either had her husband killed or she killed him or something. It's what people think. It just doesn't look good. To the point where Sheriff Chad Cronister reopened the case, and there's a reward if they could figure out who the hell, what happened to her husband. He just disappeared, man. He's disappeared right when they were in the middle of, a divorce and everything else. It wasn't looking good. But, she's a celebrity, and the people that book Dancing with the Stars, they don't care about your character or anything around it. They just want people to watch the show, and they're smart when it comes to that. So Carol Baskin's going to be on Dancing with the Stars. And the song that that she'll be dancing to, and a lot of people are wondering what it would be, it's pretty cliche what she picked. And do we know who she's dancing with?
I don't know anything about this show.
I don't
know. I know the concept of it, but I don't know, anything.
Well, here's Baskin's song. She'll be singing, I Had a Tiger, Baby. Yeah!
Yeah, that makes sense.
Yep. Where's Don Lewis? Where's Don Lewis? We can't find Don. Can't find Don. Don is gone. Find Don. Everybody assumes he was eaten by your tigers. So I want to take your phone calls. Give us a better playlist. What's some better songs she could have danced to? You know what I mean? It's way better, more appropriate songs for Carol Baskin for this. Look, I'm a big fan of Queen. All right. I don't care how gay that sounds, but man. She could have sang to one of their classics. Yeah! Little Killer Queen. Oh, man. 727-579-1025-800-771-1025. Better songs for Carol Baskin to sing to. I mean, it's got to be something better, right, Will?
Oh, we got tons.
Yeah. Ooh, Will, I'm picking out, this is one of yours. Oh, my God, that's actually The Night Dawn Died. Good Lord.
That's actual audio.
Okay. By the way, hottest Katy Perry ever, this video right here. Before she went completely nuts.
Yes.
Oh, my God. This song gets me fired up. I ain't gonna lie to you.
It's a good song.
Yeah, dude.
It's a jam.
It's an anthem song. Yes. When I'm feeling down, I put this on, baby, and I'm ready to hit the Peloton.
Do you think Carol will do a Tiger-themed, like, run? Like, however long she dances, it's going to be one of these songs?
Yeah, man.
Yeah.
Yeah.
She's that.
She got nothing else.
She's hack, yeah.
Yeah. Dude, I remember that halftime show. I forget which Super Bowl it was when she came out and she was riding a big old giant robot lion or tiger or whatever. Yeah. Oh, God.
Them, good stuff.
Them boobies. Don't put big old boobies on her. I like her boobies, Will.
Baby needs milk.
Yes, Daddy, thirsty. I need helpy with drinky. Please. 727-579-1025-800-771-1025. Phones are lighting up. I just expect one to be a boss. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Hey, guys, it's Keith Lawless. Are you thirsty for a new job?
Does baby really need milk? Yes, Keith Lawless.
Yes, we do. Yum, 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 yum.
Wah, wah.
Wah, wah. Johnny B. Shaw can help you.
Hi there. This is Marine Rob.
Hey, Robbie. What's up, dude?
I'm good.
Yeah.
Maybe that Baskins can dance to Welcome to the Jungle.
Good choice, dude. Yeah, I like that. Now, if you were on Dancing with the Stars, Marine Rob, what would your song be?
A lot of people don't know this, but I'm an even better dancer than singer.
What?
Yeah, I was almost a backup dancer for the band Menudo.
Oh my God! Do you have to pretend to be Puerto Rican?
Well, they cast me for diversity.
Okay, all right, that makes sense. All right, okay. were you a lead singer or backup singer? What was your thing?
I was only dancing, Johnny.
I gotcha, yeah.
Dancing's in my soul.
I'm a big Menudo fan. I got all their hits. We used to have a member of Menudo come in on Monday nights. DJ Flacco. Miss him. This is him singing right here. 1987.
Voice of an Angel.
DJ Flacco when he was in Menudo. Unbelievable, this guy. Ugh. Such a dream, man.
Gotta catch the plane at 7:30.
Oh, yeah. That really moves me, like a bowel movement.
Takes me back.
It really does, man. That's cool. All right, well, Rob, thanks for all your insight, dude. Your calls are always the best.
Bye.
Bye, buddy. 727-579-1025, 800-771-1025. Johnny B. Shaw, how can I help you?
Hey, man, I got a song for Carol Baskin.
Oh, please, give it to me.
Bring the Noise.
Bring the Noise?
Yeah, Public Enema and Anthrax.
Yeah, how's that?
Enema?
Yeah, that's rude. How does that relate, though?
Just because it's a cool song, I like to hear dance.
Okay. All right. Fair enough. Yep. Thanks, bud. All right. All right, weirdo. What the?
I just like that song. I think it'd be. Yeah. It'd be cool.
You know what I'd like to hear? I'd like to see her dance to some Mariah Carey. Any song.
Public Enema and Anthrax.
Oh my God.
Good stuff.
I don't know why you would say Public Enema. Like, is it a stab in Public Enemy?
No. Yeah? I think he's just a Dumbo.
Oh. Okay. Yeah. By the way. Off-air producer Ryan Baker says that the finals will also be in Edmonton. Thank you.
Ah, terrific.
Ryan Baker. He always has everything for us. So thank you, pal. I don't know what we would do without you. We have some other songs that would be fitting for Carol Baskin to dance to, like this little ditty. Oh, man, what a great, great band this was. Hell yeah. ABBA spelt the same backwards as forward. They were Swedish, right?
I think so. Somewhere in the northern European.
Some Nordic country.
Yeah, Nordic region of the world. Yeah.
Yeah. They're all very hot. Even the girls. I mean, they were good. For their era, they did good music. Absolutely. You know what I mean?
Oh, yeah.
Have you ever seen Mamma Mia, the play?
Nope.
It's all ABBA songs.
Okay.
I saw it live in Vegas.
I'm probably going to skip it.
I got free tickets. Wasn't the best show I've ever seen.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. Johnny B. Show, how can I help you?
Hey, this is Marine Rob again.
Oh, hey, Marine Rob. What's up, dude? You okay? Oh, my God.
He's cracking himself
up. He's leaking. What's up? Rob, come back to me. Oh, my God. He sprung a leak. Oh, it's not. He's drunk.
Can someone do a Kelly / Marine Rob hybrid somehow?
Ooh, maybe throw in a little Daniel in there?
That's some skill.
I don't think anybody has those kind of chops.
I'm sorry. I'm still here.
Oh, my bad. What's up, Rob?
Hey. I fell asleep for a second.
Oh, it's going to happen when you're that drunk, buddy.
Mm-hmm. I'm watching the Eye of the Tiger video.
Yeah.
On YouTube.
Yeah.
I can't control myself.
You're getting horny?
I'm getting loose in the caboose. You know what I mean.
I don't know what you mean. Rob, you're too drunk for me, dude. Here's another song that she could dance to. Dedicated to the tigers that ate Don. Little ditty called Man Eater. Yeah! Man, Daryl Hall was a man back in the day.
Still is.
Now his voice has deteriorated bad. He's old.
I saw him at the Rays game. It was one of my favorite concerts. I was wasted.
They were so good, man. Like, first white duo to be number one on the R&B charts. Little nugget of information there. Yeah! I ain't gonna lie, I got a Spotify Daryl Hall and John Oates playlist.
We know.
Don't pick on me. This is for Carol Baskin. So many Johnny B. Show, how can I help you?
Hey, side note, look up Colin Oates.
Colin Oates?
Colin with a C.
Is it good?
The phone number, all Hall & Oates songs all the time.
Cool.
Thank you.
Thanks. 727-579-1025-800-771. Oh, here's a good one for her to dance to. This is a good one. Yeah.
Open up, man.
Hey, anybody know where Don Lewis is? Excuse me, Carol. Do you know where Don Lewis is?
I don't know how I let this happen.
People think that you killed him.
The girl next door, you know?
What do you have to say for yourself?
I don't know what to do.
Say it wasn't you.
All right.
Remember when you booked me in that bar in St. Pete?
I do.
On the same night, it was a free Shaggy concert at LA.
Yeah.
And we had 9 people at the show.
Yeah, I was like, hey, y'all. I was like asking my friends, are y'all gonna come to my show? They're like, oh, I'm going to see Shaggy.
I know.
I was like, all right, understand.
I know. I couldn't get people to come to a damn pub. The stupid Shaggy was 4 blocks away. Oh, this is going to be a pleasure right here. Johnny B. Show, how can I help you?
Yeah, I was calling with a song.
Oh, yeah, give it to me, Daddy.
How about Man Touch Tiger, Tiger Touch Man?
Ooh, that's a thing. Man.
By the Tiger King himself.
Oh, yeah. Yes. That is a good one. All right, buddy.
Yeah.
Good call.
All right.
I don't think she's going to dance to Tiger King.
Yeah,
song.
I had Here Kitty Kitty, who was my choice by Joe Exotic.
If she sang to that,
That would be a biggest slap in the face to him ever.
Mic drop.
Yeah.
Holy hell.
That's when you think it can't get any worse for Big Joe Exotic. She's shaking her rump on the Here Kitty Kitty music video.
Oh, my God. Would that be amazing, dude, if she did that? I think I'd be on her side if she did that. Or how about I saw a tiger?
That's him too.
Yeah.
Or the person he paid to record it.
Isn't that crazy how he lip synced the whole thing?
And how many people believed it? I was like, wow, he's got a great voice.
Yeah.
Tell all the hunters.
Yeah.
To lay down their guns.
His ex husband was in the video with him here. Tiger
needs a little bit of love.
Johnny B. Show, how can I help you? Hello. Hey.
Hey. Hey, man. From Holiday. So, what about Highway to the Danger Zone?
Oh, Danger Zone. That would make sense. That would make sense. Yeah,
you
I guess I'm
left and you get a divorce, you get ate by a tiger.
Good one, pal. All right, thanks, man. Bye. Tiger summon. I can give him a home. I still don't understand how somebody's such a weird narcissist, but you know you can't sing, so you pay somebody. It's just so weird to me.
You fooled so many people.
You did a great job lip syncing.
I was like, I've heard the way he talks. I can't believe his voice right. came out of this head.
Like, and then all of a sudden he's singing.
Like,
hey. Johnny B. Show, how can I help you?
Yeah, I got two songs. One would be from Friends, the Smelly Cat that Phoebe sang, or the song from Big Bang Theory that the girl sings to him every time he's sick.
What is that one?
I have no idea. I've never watched Big Bang Theory.
I've seen like two episodes. I know. I'm a loser. Sorry.
Okay.
All right, later, pal. All right,
man.
Yeah, no feedback there.
Freak off.
Hey, don't be mean to him. This video is so funny. The way they have the Baskin look-alike.
It looks just like her, too.
Uncanny.
I mean, they did a really good job casting that. It looks a lot like her, the lady in the video.
Yeah. Really professionally shot. Pretty damn hilarious. I don't know how they did that.
She was a rich woman. She had rich taste. She felt the blood running through her veins.
Good boy. All right, we'll take a break.
Like the life she had, she
come back for the third
the
hour.
And the beauty of being
it's a National Toy Hall of Fame 2020 finalist day. They announced all the finalists for the Hall of Fame for the National Toy Museum. We'll tell you what those toys are. And if you want to call in and give us your favorite toy from your childhood, even if it's a dildo, we'll see if your toy made it to the finals. I haven't looked at the list yet, but if He-Man's not on there, I don't know if I can function. We'll be right back. Less than an hour to go. It's a Johnny B Show.
Find this taste in the zoo. Oh, here, kitty, kitty.